Just weeks away before the new season begins, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers has announced that they have reached an agreement with one of the state's largest tomato growers, East Coast Growers and Packers, to implement the advocacy group's agreements, including the penny per pound raise to harvesters, supply chain transparency, and a stringent code of conduct. There are six agreements in all. Julia Perkins is a staff member with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. She translated responses from Lucas Benitez with the group.
So it's been a long struggle for us, but in recent years we've won agreements with Taco Bell and their parent company Yum Brands, McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, Whole Foods, Bon Appetit, and other corporations that are coming along for them to be able to offer their consumers a more fair tomato.
Now, as followers of the coalition know, you have these previous landmark agreements with fast food companies such as McDonald's and Yum Brand, the parent of Taco Bell. But, of course, that has not come to fruition due to the resistance of the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange. Has this changed now? Can you tell us more about that?
So the position of the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange hasn't changed. But what has is that we've found producers, growers of tomatoes like Alderman Farms and Lady Moon Farms, and now East Coast Growers and Packers, who are willing to work with us to make sure that the money from these corporate buyers of tomatoes, the extra money for farm workers, gets passed on to the workers, and to also work with us to implement the code of conduct that guarantees basic rights and real rights for workers in their supply chain. And we're really pleased that East Coast has been so courageous and even more shown vision about what the tomato industry could look like and really become a leader to show the rest of the Florida tomato industry what change for farm workers and can be like.
This agreement does call for a penny per pound, which, of course, has been one of the main arguments that you've been making going back to Yum Brands and McDonald's. How much more money will pickers get because of this agreement?
If all of East Coast's production were sold to corporations participating in these agreements and paying the penny per pound more to workers, then that could be about 80 cents a bucket for workers who are currently paid 50 cents a bucket.
Wow, so that will certainly add up for over a day or a week or a month. Last question for you guys. Now I know you're looking at other companies. Is that correct? We're talking about Publix, Kroger's, Wendy's, Quiznos, and including Costco and Walmart.
That's exactly correct. There are other corporations that buy our large purchasers of tomatoes, and sooner or later they're going to have to come to the table and sit down with the workers in their supply chain and reach agreements like the ones that we already have. All of those companies that you named, we've communicated with them, or we've attempted to communicate with them and sent them letters, but it seems that that's fallen on deaf ears, and as of yet we haven't had any movement from those companies. And so we are really hopeful that Publix, a company based here in Florida, decides that they want to take leadership on this issue too and comes to the table to deal with an issue that's happening in their backyard.